The National Atmospheric Deposition Program is best known for its early detection of acid rain in the 1970s. It's a network of over 200 sites that measure chemicals like sulfur dioxide and mercury in precipitation. But Coordinator Van Bouwersock says the network could also be used in the case of an environmental emergency to trace things like anthrax spores.
To help track perhaps the source of the material or just how widely dispersed material may be. So this would be, for example, for a widespread release of some sort of bioterrorism agent over a broad area.
The idea wouldn't be an unprecedented use for the network. The NADP surveyed the nation's atmosphere for nucleotides following the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. It also measured the amount of particles in the air after the eruption of Mount St. Helens. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.